8:30 in the morning. Love the vibe. People have just been incredible. Never known warmth like it anywhere in the world.
This is a YouTuber on the streets of Doha describing what he saw. From TikTok to Twitter and Snapchat to Instagram, social media influencers with millions of followers from all over the world have shared similar accounts. But if one was reading newspapers and watching TV in the Western Hemisphere, the expectation would be quite the opposite. The campaign has been relentless for years, from overall migrant deaths being attributed to Qatar's World Cup, to newspapers calling the international event a moral debacle. For weeks across Europe, there was a chorus of boycott Qatar through news media, and some depicted Qatar, its people and players in orientalist and Islamophobic tropes. One study showed that 66% of the articles in mainstream UK media since Qatar was awarded the World Cup were negative. The FIFA president called it hypocrisy.
I think for what we Europeans have been doing in the last 3,000 years around the world, we should be apologizing for the next 3,000 years before starting to give moral lessons to people.
Germany's former foreign minister called it arrogance. In a tweet, he noted, "My mother still needed her husband's permission to work. We treated guest workers crappy and housed them miserably." That does not mean that rights issues, including those about migrant workers in Qatar and the wider region, are not real. Qatari officials acknowledge imperfections and say they've changed laws and will continue to make improvements. But they also believe coverage of mega sporting events in the global south always tends to be negative.
There is three reasons. One is racism, second is hate, and three is orientalism. The best thing to counter propaganda is by doing it in the ground. People left with good memories. You see Mexican, you see English, you see European wearing the qitra in the street. What does this show you? Before, this was a sign of shame. Today, it's different. I think Qatar have succeeded not to change only the perception of Qatari, the perception of Arab and Muslims.
Given the ferocity and scale of the negative press aimed at Qatar, some analysts here believe that it has exposed the bias of the media and critics. Trade unionists have been telling Al Jazeera that it will take impartial, balanced journalism to hold the Qataris true to their words, but negative campaigns aimed at a country are not helpful. Usama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Doha.